Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the one-year Bible reading for September 16th. Galatians chapter 2, verses 17 through chapter 3, verse 9. But suppose we seek to be made right with God through faith in Christ, and then we are found guilty because we have abandoned the law. Would that mean Christ has led us into sin? Absolutely not. Rather, I am a sinner if I rebuild the old system of law I already tore down. For when I tried to keep the law, it condemned me. So I died to the law. I stopped trying to meet all its requirements so that I might live for God. My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not treat the grace of God as meaningless. For if keeping the law could make us right with God, then there was no need for Christ to die. O foolish Galatians, who has cast an evil spell on you? For the meaning of Jesus Christ's death was made as clear to you as if you had seen a picture of his death on the cross. Let me ask you this one question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by obeying the law of Moses? Of course not. You received the Spirit because you believed the message you heard about Christ. How foolish can you be? After starting your new lives in the Spirit, why are you now trying to become perfect by your own human effort? Have you experienced so much for nothing? Surely it was not in vain, was it? I ask you again, does God give you the Holy Spirit and work miracles among you because you obey the law? Of course not. It is because you believed the message you heard about Christ. In the same way, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. The real children of Abraham, then, are those who put their faith in God. What's more, the Scriptures looked forward to this time when God would declare Gentiles to be righteous because of their faith. God proclaimed this good news to Abraham long ago when he said, "All nations will be blessed through you." So all who put their faith in Christ share the same blessing Abraham received because of his faith. Psalm chapter 60, verses 1 through 12. For the choir director, a psalm of David useful for teaching regarding the time David fought Aram-Maharam and Aram-Zobah, and Joab returned and killed 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt, to be sung to the tune Lily of the Testimony. You have rejected us, O God, and broken our defenses. You have been angry with us, now restore us to your favor. You have shaken our land and split it open. Seal the cracks, for the land trembles. You have been very hard on us, making us drink wine that sent us reeling. But you have raised a banner for those who fear you, a rallying point in the face of attack. Now rescue your beloved people. Answer and save us by your power. God has promised this by his holiness. I will divide up Shechem with joy. I will measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh too. Ephraim, my helmet, will produce my warriors, and Judah, my scepter, will produce my kings. But Moab, my washbasin, will become my servant, and I will wipe my feet on Edom and shout in triumph over Philistia. Who can bring me into a fortified city? Who will bring me victory over Edom? Have you rejected us, O God? Will you no longer march with our armies? Oh, please help us against our enemies, for all human help is useless. With God's help, we will do mighty things, for he will trample down our foes. Proverbs 23:15 and 16. My child, if your heart is wise, my own heart will rejoice. Everything in me will celebrate when you speak what is right. And that's the reading for September 16th. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we know your power is so great, and as we have read in Scripture this day, we find that, Lord, you are the one who destroys nations, but you build up those people who call upon you. It's not enough that we as a nation turn to you individually, Lord. We have to turn our hearts to you. You have told us over and over again that when your people that are called by your name will humble themselves before you, turn from our wicked ways, seek your face, strive in every way possible to serve you, then you will hear us. Lord, might you hear us because we are obedient to you to do the things that you call us to do. I pray that we might constantly seek and search the Word of God and then begin to live it in all of its fullness. I pray for each one who listens to the words of Scripture this day. I pray this in the name of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.